This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chocolate Shoes and Wedding Blues by Tricia Ashley, read by Julia Rounthwaite. Prologue, June 1945. Nancy had to walk quite a way to the red call box near the village green, then stand in an unseasonably cold wind, waiting for a large woman in a spotted headscarf, tied turban fashion round her head, to stop talking and come out, before she could place the call to her sister.
"At last! What kept you?" Violet exclaimed.
"Never mind that now," Nancy said tersely. "I'm in the phone box, so call me back. You're the one with all the brass." She dropped the black phone onto its rest, thinking that brass was something her sister had never been short of. But her latest scheme, well, that really took the biscuit. The phone rang almost immediately.
"I was starting to wonder if you'd got my letter," Violet said.
"Oh, I got it all right, and Mother and Father got theirs too.
But what on earth are you thinking of, Violet? This mad plan of yours will never work."
"Viola," her sister corrected her automatically.
"And of course it will. Why shouldn't it?"
"I can think of at least five reasons off the top of my head."